You're tuned into the Profit Matters Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Today's program is brought to you by Calcium Products. I'm Anna Hostert reporting. A father-son duo out of north central Iowa is providing farmers a service which allows them to push the envelope for seeding cover crops in the fall. We'll have more after this short break.
I'm Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Applying your sulfur fertilizer in the fall eliminates the hassle of fighting spring weather to get it done. Due to its solubility, SO4 pelletized gypsum provides application flexibility and is well suited for fall application. Other sources don't have the right solubility to meet crop needs when applied in the fall. Ask your agronomist about SO4 pelletized gypsum and visit our website at www.calciumproducts.com.
Lee and Brett Halverson of Worth County, Iowa, started their custom work business just shy of a decade ago. They started by assisting in mail row destruction for seed corn growers based out of the Mason City area. Brett Halverson says, over the years we've improved machinery and just grown into other roles, and they've kept growing with the business.
With the growing interest in cover crops, we've kind of decided to try to pursue that a little bit.
Lee Halverson got connected with Colin Hermiston of Cedar County and picked his brain about cover crops and application timing. Hermiston welcomed the Halverstons to do some custom work on his crop acres, so the Halversons put together a machine this summer, tested it, made a few tweaks, and ran with it.
So we started with a stripped-down Hagee 284. It's a high-clearance sprayer that, when we got it, didn't have a boom, didn't have any tanks. It was very bare bones, which was great because we could kind of mold it into what we wanted. So we fabricated a rolling basket style stalk chopper and attached that on the sides of the machine. And we were very happy with it the first year, made a few tweaks. Our design and engineering process is very iterative. We'll add some steel here, cut some steel off, make it work the way we want it to, and then we'll keep going from there. Pioneer changed row patterns on us, I think, 1 year into the machine, so we adapted there and made it so it would go from one row pattern to the next relatively easily, and that played into the stuff that we did in Bennett, because we were able to do both 4-1 and 4-2 row patterns. And then when we retrofitted it to do the air seeding, we put two Gandy air seeders, one on each side, and had hopper extensions built so that we could have more capacity going across the field. That limited our time filling and gave us roughly 50 to 60 acres worth of runtime, which matched up pretty well with our fuel and everything else.
Brett Halverson says the benefit of seeding cover crops during mail row destruction is it's a one-trip pass.
So you're destroying the row at the same time that you're putting the seed down. And what that does for you is it gives you better weed control in your male rows between when they're destroyed and when they're harvested. And it allows that cover crop to get a better stand between that time when the female rows are still standing. So our main target was weed control. But you also look for keeping your nutrients in place.
Today's program is brought to you in part by the Iowa Seed Association. The Iowa Seed Association oversees the Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative, which offers cost-share funding to growers implementing cover crops post-seed corn harvest. For more information about this effort, visit sustainableseedcorn.org.